Tatai. Budget-friendly slip bucket system for slip casting. This is part two of a two-part series on building a budget-friendly slip casting setup. Part one covers the DIY drainage table, the PVC grid and underbed container that lets you drain multiple molds at once. This post covers the other half of the equation, how to store and dispense your slip cleanly and efficiently using a spigot bucket system. The problem with standard bucket setups. Most home studio potters doing slip casting use a bucket to hold their slip, which is fine. But the common approach of setting the bucket on a bench at a fixed height creates two frustrating problems. Too high to mix. When the bucket is elevated enough to pour from, you can't comfortably reach in from the top with a drill mixer to keep the slip in suspension. Too low to pour. When the bucket sits at bench height, there often isn't enough clearance below the spigot to get a mold comfortably underneath, especially as the slip level drops and flow slows. The solution is a height-adjustable platform, specifically a motorcycle scissor lift. The setup: two spigot buckets on a motorcycle lift. The core system uses two standard 5-gallon buckets with spigots drilled into the bottom, mounted on a motorcycle scissor lift that raises and lowers with a drill. Two buckets lets you keep virgin slip and reclaim slip separate. Reclaim can contain small chunks of clay or debris that should be filtered before use. Keeping it in its own bucket means you can run it through a sieve without contaminating your fresh slip. Why a motorcycle scissor lift? A motorcycle lift is essentially a low-profile scissor jack that raises and lowers a platform. You operate it with a drill and socket. Put the drill in low gear, insert the socket into the lift mechanism, and the platform goes up or down smoothly. Raise it to dispensing height to fill molds. Plenty of clearance under the spigot. Lower it to mix. Reach easily into the top of the bucket with a drill mixer attachment to keep slip in suspension. Lower it again to pour excess slip back in from your drained molds. The adjustable height solves both problems at once and costs far less than a commercial slip table pump system. The spigot. The spigot is the most critical component. A larger bore opening means slip flows out more freely and is far less likely to solidify and clog inside the fitting. A genuine problem with smaller spigots, especially if you leave slip sitting in the pipe between sessions. The spigot used in this setup: wide bore bucket spigot on Amazon. It has threads on the outlet, which are key for the upgrade below. Upgrade 1, 90 degree elbow. Out of the box, a spigot points horizontally. Slip shoots sideways and you have to angle your mold to catch it. When the bucket is full, the pressure sends it shooting even further, making control difficult and mess inevitable. The fix: a 90-degree threaded elbow that screws onto the spigot outlet and redirects flow straight down. Slip drops vertically into the mold. Clean, controlled, no angling required. Make sure the elbow threads match your spigot outlet size before ordering. Search Amazon for threaded 90-degree elbow in the matching thread size. This is a small upgrade with a big impact, probably the single best improvement to the basic bucket setup. Upgrade 2, sieve under the spigot. Reclaim slip almost always contains small chunks of clay, dried bits, or other debris. If these get into your mold, they can cause surface defects in your cast pieces. Filtering every pore of reclaim through a sieve takes only seconds and consistently improves cast quality. The best solution is a kitchen sieve held over the mold opening as you pour. Look for one that is narrow enough to fit over or inside your mold opening, deep enough to hold a useful volume of slip without overflowing immediately, easy to rinse and dry between sessions. A variety pack of kitchen sieves in different sizes gives you options for different mold sizes. The sieve can often rest on the rim of the bucket between uses, a bonus that wasn't planned but works out nicely. For virgin slip, you can skip the sieve. For reclaim, use it every time. Full materials list. The full workflow. Raise the bucket to dispensing height using the drill and socket on the motorcycle lift. Position your mold under the 90-degree elbow. For reclaim, hold the sieve over the mold opening. For virgin slip, fill directly. Open the spigot. Slip drops straight down through the sieve into the mold. Close the spigot when full and move to the next mold. Transfer full molds to the drainage table. Invert onto the PVC rack to drain. See part 1. Lower the bucket to mix. Insert the drill mixer from the top and stir to keep slip in suspension. Pour excess drained slip back into the bucket from the top after your casting session. Total cost. The buckets are $5 to $10 each. The motorcycle lift runs $30 to $60 on Amazon. Spigots, elbows, and sieves add another $20 to $30. The whole bucket system comes together for around $70 to $100, a fraction of what a commercial slip table pump system would cost, and it fits in a corner of a garage studio. This is part 2 of a 2-part series. For the drainage side of the setup, see part 1, budget-friendly slip casting setup, DIY mini slip table. Related guides. What is slip casting? How to make casting slip. Making one-piece pottery molds. What is deflocculation and flocculation? What is specific gravity and how to measure it? Shop B2U Ceramics. See slip casting in action. Browse our slip cast. Small porcelain mug and slip cast large porcelain mug in the shop.